PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
With so many different music library companies out there, it's important to choose the best one for you. Some music libraries allow you to pay a flat fee to use their music, and in return you are ready to go. When you pay for a music license from the copyright owner, you get access to some of the best songs from the greatest artists. If you only use music and videos that you have created yourself, you won't have to worry about copyright because you will be the owner and you will set the rules for your own content. If you want to take the high road and create content the right way, you will have to pay to use the artist's music. Your creative mind is your only limit, but the good news is that you can expand it just by listening carefully to how other artists use musical elements to present their ideas, while introducing variations to your music is a fantastic way to spice up your arrangement. For some songs, it's best to keep it simple. While there is no wrong approach to writing music, this can be why you find it difficult to create an interesting arrangement of a song. Without any repetition, there is really nothing for the listener to grab onto, which can make the music seem unstructured. As music lovers, we tend to get lost in music, but it doesn't really help us learn anything. Helps reduce stress. Not only upbeat music can help us, it can help motivate you if you're struggling to start something. Music can help keep you motivated. When it comes to projects you don't really like, it can help to include the music you like. Research has shown that music you love can improve your mood and productivity. Researchers have long argued that listening to classical music can help people complete tasks more efficiently. Certain types of music aid in learning and improve our ability to process information. It may sound strange, but listening to composed music for video games can be a great tool to help you focus. If you're into music, it's probably safe to assume that you listen to music too. Use active listening as you pay attention and analyze the music you are listening to. If you're just looking for some music to use to make your video a little more interesting, this will work. With just a few clicks, you can add music to your videos using the Windows 10 Photos app. With the flexibility of the iMovie interface, it's easy to add music to videos on your Mac and quickly customize to your liking. Aside from iMovie, the above options give you relatively limited options for adding music to your videos. You can also add other tracks or add music you created in GarageBand. One of the best features of Amazon Music Unlimited is that you can display lyrics for many songs on the screen. Playing with voice control isn't always the easiest way to release a song, but you can use the Amazon Music Unlimited app to stream music from Android and iOS to your Echo speakers. Conveniently control your phone's playback for extra sound quality with music played through your speakers. Amazon Music Unlimited's mobile app lets you choose the audio quality of songs when streaming over a cellular connection, so you can reduce data usage at the expense of your ears, or improve audio quality if you know your data plan processing load. Hosting your music on a streaming platform allows your fans to see you wherever they listen to it. Streaming platforms provide useful data that you can use to promote your music and book concerts. Streaming music can be a delicate subject for some musicians and songwriters. Movie notes can lift, don't get me wrong, they all require extra work and effort, but if you end up spending more time making music, it might be worth it. If you're passionate about writing and teaching others outside of music, there's a great way to make some extra money. If you have writing skills and are involved in local life, you can earn extra money by writing columns for music blogs, magazines or local newspapers. If you have the skills, engineering can also be a fun way to do something music-related and make money. In today's world of self-taught musicians, you acquire an infinite number of skills in the music business. Becoming a full-time musician is no easy task, especially if you're writing original music. Teaching music is one of the first things that many full-time musicians turn to when they want to make the jump to become a full-time musician. Having a subscription service like Patreon or an offline service can create a very interesting foundation for your music career that can quickly help you become a full-time musician. Grants available to musicians are usually awarded to help write new music, record new music, or go on tour. People are always trying to master an instrument, and many people may never have the intention of writing music or playing live. With their limited number of elements, simple rhythms shouldn't take too long, so you can practice a lot in a short amount of time. While rhythms in popular music can be complex, with interesting and unique rhythms, you don't have to think too much about things to create an effective beat. If you're making electronic music and plan on doing a 3 or 4 minute radio edit at some point, do it before the club mix, not after.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Anne, and this was episode 1481 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.